running nose girl. I think that her name is Tina, if I remember right. She's always giving me shit about something, and I don't really know why. She doesn't like my dog either, which I find really obnoxious. I met Tina at the store. She was buying, like, I think groceries. I don't know, it was like milk or something. I don't know exactly. I don't really know where she works or anything. But her nose is always running, which is kind of weird. I don't know what that means. If it's like she's... I don't know. Like, I haven't even figured out, actually, to be quite honest with you. But I don't know. Like, it's like sometimes I try to see them, like, should I try to talk to Tina? I just don't know how to really engage her. I don't know. And it's like one of those things where it's like she just kind of... It's like something like happened, or she got hurt in the past. Like, I don't know. But I wish she'd leave my dog out of it anyway. But it's like, what are you gonna do? I guess. I think the thing with Tina is that she just kind of rubs you the wrong way sometimes, you know? It's like, I can't really put my finger on it. It's like, you know, it's like something like, it's almost like she wants to kind of pick a fight, and it's, I don't get it. It's like, I can't tell if she's taking pleasure from it. It's just, I don't know, it's really bizarre. But I'm gonna try to love Tina. Try to smile, take some steps that way. You know, it's probably a side to Tina I've just not even ever seen before, and you know, maybe things will come around. So I think sometimes they come out like they're good, but then sometimes like they're not so good, you know. And I think maybe I just need to reflect more. That's probably what it is. I mean, if I was able to really reflect on something, maybe I would be able to see better. But I think it's because I'm not reflecting that maybe I'm just spinning my wheels. And I don't know where those wheels are even going. I mean, they may be going up like a mountain for all I know. They may be stuck in like the sand somewhere. I mean, shit's crazy, you know? Like totally crazy. And so it's like, it's going to be one of those things that I think we're just going to have to monitor. I think monitoring is really critical here. Because if you're not sure how you're reflecting and you can't monitor, then what's really going on? Is it one of those things that, you know, you're having trouble finding, maybe? I mean, that could potentially be it. But there's not really a guarantee that that is it. You may think that it is it, but it is not really it. And so then you're essentially at that point back to square one, and you don't really have like a mechanism or a roadmap. And at that point, you're essentially off-road. And, you know, I guess see where it takes you, but, you know, I would just say tread carefully, like maybe get close, but not too close, you know, like, you don't, I don't know. But experience it, though, you know. Definitely experience it. Experiencing it's important. I think that if you're not experiencing it, then I guess what are you doing, I guess? I mean, I'm not sure. Is that something that maybe you could...